Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of We Like Your Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
July 11th, 2006. A cloudy Tuesday, one that would later bring thunderstorms, tornado warnings, and lightning strikes. Down in a basement of Salem State's Ellison Campus Center stood the college radio station, 91.7 WMWM Salem. After spending the last couple months training under Anthony Segase and Johnny Jimenez, I had passed the radio DJ exam and was given my own show on Tuesdays from 12 to 3 p.m. Myself, Richard Hogan, whom you all know as Bluonic, and one of our other friends at the time, marched down towards the radio station to start setting up an hour before we first aired. Of course, my clipper card wasn't working, so we had to find someone from security to help open up the door, an act that would go on for roughly 8 or 9 more weeks. So once we settled in, I had my playlist all written out, along with various CDs from the main section and back room that we had to spend since we had to first do a core show for 2 months. At 12 p.m., the sounds of SOS by Stunts Punks hit the airwaves, reaching probably as far as Topsfield since we only had a 130-watt radio tower. This would be the first theme song for No Borders, No Race, and we spun songs from Japan and a bunch of other countries as we chatted about the history of video games. It was as good as a first college radio show as you could get, meaning I messed up multiple times, had a bit of a challenge getting over my nerves, and nearly missed changing songs due to impromptu bathroom breaks. 10 years have gone by since then, with No Borders, No Race evolving from its humble, tiny college radio beginnings to the worldwide reaching podcast it is today. I'm not sure how many of you have stuck by since the beginning, be it actual listeners to WMWM Salem, or those who used to download the show via the Sensebase links I'd lead on the countless web forums I once roamed about. But if you are an original fan of the show, I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you. I could tell you that doing a show like No Borders, No Race has a whole lot of challenges. Trying to find new and amazing artists from the land of the rising sun, seeking those cool indie acts over here in the US and Europe, and trying to figure out which mainstream artists to sneak into our playlist so as to hook a newbie into returning. Not to mention the plethora of notes I had to write each week, something I kept on doing since the show's first inception back in 2006. Loads of research and reach outs to bands and friends who might want to take part in the show as well. It's a huge amount of work doing this for an 80-minute show, so imagine what it was like when we had a 3-hour block on the radio. But No Borders, No Race would be nothing without you, the listeners. And I hope that whenever you heard a Japanese band that wowed your very essence on our show, that you went out to some place like Yes Caesar or CD Japan and gave these artists your monetary support. Or you went onto their Facebook pages, or followed them on Twitter, or shared their music videos on YouTube, because that's how they know that they have an audience outside of their own country. It worked wonders for groups like Baby Metal, Duran Gray, and Puffy AmiYumi, so imagine who else could rise up to worldwide stardom. There's a lot that's been covered in the last decade. Thousands of artists that have been spun, many games and anime that have been reviewed, sports have been sported, but No Borders, No Race had the prime objective from the very beginning to promote good music. It's what Sawao Yamanaka from the Pillows had said on their tour stops on their first U.S. tour back in 2005. Quote, "I believe good music has no borders, no race, and is timeless." And for the next 5 weeks, we'll be covering the Timeless. The top 100 albums of the last 10 years, from 2006 to 2015. Nothing from this year, though, because I don't want to spoil a possible pick for our annual year-end show, and there will be no repeat artists, with the exception of someone from one band being part of another band. And in this list, we'll have artists from Japan, America, Canada, the UK, Germany, and the Scandinavian landscape. We'll have rock, pop, metal, alternative, punk, hip-hop, electronica, folk, and those who mashed many of these genres into something unique. These are the artists that helped shape No Borders, No Race into the show it is today. Before we officially start, I want to extend my gratitude to those who helped with the show during these first 10 years. To Anthony and Johnny, who taught me everything on how to be a good DJ. To Bluonic, who helped give me the courage to get on the mic every day back then. To Tom Dasher, who brought a new level of funny to our team. To Monica Saligo, better known as Codename Brad, for her kawaii factor and manga knowledge. To Chris Talon, now the drummer for The Stampede, for being as big a Japanese music fan as I am, as well as an awesome friend. To Sawa Kato, our Sawa Sensei, for all she's done with not just her Nazo Nazo Nyongo segments, but also for introducing me and you listeners to some great Japanese artists and comedians. To Tom Oleski, whom sent down and helped me befriend some pretty great Japanese rock bands. To the folks over at Wicked Anime, 42's Anime Reviews, Scarlet Rhapsody, The Region 2 Show, The Arab Gamer, another retro gaming podcast, Gamertag Radio, and many others for coming on and having a good time with our discussions. And lastly, to the Electric Sisterhood. Ninja Sister and Pandalicious looked at me and saw potential. They gave me the chance to expand my audience, and for that, they have my greatest of thanks. There is no amount of gratitude that I can give to those two sisters that could reach how I truly feel about the opportunity that they gave me. But, you know what? We're not here to shed tears, goddammit. We're here to fucking celebrate, and we're gonna do that right now on part one of No Borders, No Race's 10th anniversary, the top 100 albums of 2005 to 2016. Stance Punks, do me a favor, play me on for old time's sake. And to start off our top 100 albums list, we'll be spinning a band I discovered on my first, and currently only, trip to Japan back in 2007. They call themselves Monobrite, and upon hearing them, I exclaimed that they had a sound that I've never heard blare out of any rock band. While they had a great debut with Monobrite 1, it was 2009's Monobrite 2 that helped perfect their unique rock sound. A fun, bouncy, and heartfelt album. It brought to the table something that helped create a bigger fan base for these talented musicians. It also helped, too, that one of these songs was featured as the theme to the very popular anime, Gintama. So let's get the music rolling with a selection from Monobrite's 2009 release, Monobrite 2, number 100 on our list. This is the theme song to Gintama, Anata Magic.
せ誰もが皆もがき続けて黄金色の道を捉えた永遠すら意味などないのさ響き出すよ上回った道路で
Punk, that was the Cherry Cokes with Arcadia from last year's self-titled release. The melodies that rang from that record were worthy for the mightiest of sea voyages, hence why it's here on the list at number 99. The electronica realm has had a huge surge of popularity over the years, thanks to some great beats and ass-shaking grooves. deadmau5, on the other hand, brought one more element to the mix, some kick-ass showmanship, be it in a live setting or just on one of his releases. 2009's, for lack of a better name, was when many critics and fans stood up and noticed Joel Zimmerman's talents. Filled with some awesome melodies, great songs, and some pretty cool guest spots. From For Lack of a Better Name, number 98 on our list, and featuring the vocal talents of Rob Swire, here's deadmau5 with Ghosts and Stuff.
Like nothing is true.
Like their namesake, Triceratops' 2008 album Made in Love was a horny beast. Wait, that kind of came out wrong. Anyways, with some good rock ballads and some space-agey sounds, Triceratops put my radar on notice of the talent these guys had. It's why it's number 97 here, and the song you just heard from Made in Love was Pyramid Crash. Jonathan Colton may be the portal guy to some, but to geeks like myself, he's a massively talented songwriter who plays with witty sarcasm and heartfelt melodies. His 2012 album, Artificial Heart, had Colton in top form, with songs about seeing a deceased friend's wife, pretending to be Rick Springfield, and having a duet with his arch nemesis. It's why Artificial Heart is here at number 96. Here now is Jonathan Colton with A World Belongs to You.
Out of the clear blue cloudless skies, a bolt of lightning came. Were you at least a bit surprised when angels spoke your name? They said it's you who puts the gravity in the ground. They said it's you who all the stars revolve around. Scientists were wrong, you suspected all along it might be true. The world belongs to you. No one escapes the things they've done, a fate that fits the crime. You've got a plan for everyone, where do you find the time? Because it's you, dancing the planets on a string. And it's you, who's got to handle everything. There'll be hell to pay unless we all behave the way you want us to. The world belongs to you. From inside these limousines, the world is looking darker every day. And you wonder if that means when you close your eyes, it goes away, it goes away. Tie up your loose ends one by one, your time is almost through. Even your angels think you're done, they roll their eyes at you. Because it's you who's getting bigger every day, and it's you who's gonna drive them all away. Turn to go, you can forgive them for they know not what they do. The world belongs to you.
Sounds of love.
Pop took inspiration from French writer Michel Houellebecq's book, The Possibility of an Island, and transformed it into an album filled with French jazz, slow punk, and a level of pompous anger for the world surrounding him. The song you heard was Nice to Be Dead from our number 95 pick, Preliminaires. Now, I myself read The Possibility of an Island, and while I thought it was funny, it got really weird with the cultish stuff. So I'm not sure I could truly give it a recommendation, but hey, at least a great Iggy Pop album came out of it. Now, speaking of French people, Daft Punk. Yes, Daft Punk. They returned in 2013 after 6 years of being dormant with an electronica album that had more sounds that were relatable to Michael Jackson's Thriller and Prince's 1999. Random Access Memories was bold, fun, romantic, and even wound up winning the Grammy's Album of the Year Award in 2014, a rarity of an occurrence for the electronica realm. It may not have been as daring as something like Discovery, but it showcased why Daft Punk is considered by many to be the best in the business. From Random Access Memories, number 94 on our list, here are Daft Punk with Beyond.
Thank you.
Enigma. They look like a rock band, but the sound they create makes them seem like they're about to break into a secret headquarter lair and steal some nuclear codes. From the 93rd best album of the last 10 years, New Gravity, that was Molise with Fatima, an album that helped to hone their cinematic mentality into their music. In 2014, Japanese duo Sibomoto returned to the music world after being gone for well over a decade. With this return, they brought with them Hotel Valentine, a concept album with a love story between ghosts and the patrons of the hotel. It brought back a Shibuya K sound thought lost in the 90s, making many to wonder why it went away in the first place. It's why it's here at number 92, and from Hotel Valentine, here are Sibomoto featuring Reggie Watts with MFN, or Motherfucking Nature.
Don't take seriously, we see civilizations take over. They take it up, take it up, take it up the earth. It's motherfucking nature. Don't act too curious, mate. We alienations take over. They take it up, take it up, take it all the time. Sucks hard like a diamond. It's the place you really want. Living as a ghost. It's the place. Fucking nature. Don't act too curious, mate. We alienations take over. They take it up, take it up, take it all the time. Sucks hard like a diamond. It's the place you really want. Living as a ghost. It's the place you really want. Love at the most. Do you really want? Please get me out of this place. Don't tell me what to kill, I'm a ghost. Don't throw the fucking oyster shell. Let me. Don't tell me what to kill, I'm a ghost. Don't throw the fucking oyster shell. Let me. Don't tell me what to kill, I'm a ghost. Don't throw the fucking oyster shell. Let me.
Comes to a great debut, the Fratellis went all in with 2006 Costello music with some in-your-face rock and future hockey anthems. Everything about it was an earworm, and I mean the good kind that you just don't want leaving your brain whatsoever. Hence why Costello music is here at number 91 on our list, and what you just heard was Flathead. In 2007, L'Arc-en-Ciel peeled back the visual K-stuff just a little bit and went all in for a standout rock album filled with heart, soul, and the power of love. The end result was Kiss, which lands here at the number 90 spot. Gundam fans will be quick to recognize this song as it served as one of the openings for Gundam 00. From Kiss, here are L'Arc-en-Ciel with Daybreak's Bell.
Let's go. on that vibe.
Well, I'm feeling well, bonafide, qualified with the story to tell.
Well, how you feeling, Mikey?
Well, I feel all good, all day is how we play in the neighborhood.
Well, how you feeling, MCA?
Well, I feel right, I speak my words on the track, cause the track sounds tight.
Well, if you're feeling good and you're feeling right, somebody step up and grab a mic.
Hello, everybody, and how you been?
It's that rock.
Grabbing on the microphone again. I got Grace, class, style, finesse, and debonair. Myrtleized motherfuckers, cause I just don't care. The MC Whisperer, kinda like a trainer. I take sucker rappers, I put them through a strainer. Like macaroni, cause this shit sound cheesy. Watch how it's done, boy, it looks easy.
Non-stop going off.
No rappers on this planet can lay as big a claim as being iconic quite like the Beastie Boys, which is why it was so bittersweet to have heard the second part of Hot Sauce Committee without the possibility of getting around to the first one. It showed Mike D, Ad-Rock, and MCA at the top of their form, as well as their love for weirdly fine experimentation. Number 89 on our list, the possible final album from the Beastie Boys, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. With Nonstop Disco Power Pack being the song you just heard. In regards to the noisecore realm, Melt Banana has just got about everyone's number, which is why it was such a shock to the system to hear them release an album that was kind of mainstream back in 2013. However, Thetch wasn't just a bridge to grab new fans, it was a reminder of why Melt Banana are crazy hardcore to begin with. An album too good to not take notice from a band whose previous releases weren't so album-friendly. That's why Fetch is here at number 88, and from that record is The Hub.
I
bitch went nuts. She stabbed my basketball and the speakers to my stereo. She called me cunt, but nothing prepared me for what I found when I came home. Every boy who'd done her wrong, and then she burned. I telepathically to the brains of all her embittered drones. Oh, oh, now, now they want more. They're at my door with torches, scores and scores and scores to settle with themselves.
Is a mad genius behind a piano, but his way of humorous songwriting came in full force with 2008's Way to Normal, number 87 on our list. Be it a story about falling off a stage in Japan or, as you just heard, dealing with an ex-girlfriend, this Benny hits your very essence with his wit and tongue-catching melodies. The song you just heard, by the way, was Bitch Went Nuts. And I'm kind of surprised no one has made an anime music video to that song yet. It just seems ripe for a harem comedy, don't you think? Now here's a band that I just recently began to take notice of. NaNoWriMe. This is a band that brings a level of joy and pride into every song they do, whether it's presented in a fast motion or a slow waltz. It's in 2014's Namida no Ochiro Sokudo where their sound reaches an area of beauty, the kind that lifts up your soul after a hard day's gone by, which is why it appears here at number 86. Seriously, you cannot be in a bad mood when you hear NaNoWriMe. They are that good. From Namida no Ochiro Sokudo, this is Planetarium. Jack White, Brandon Benson, Jack Lawrence, and Patrick Keeler all walked into a recording studio and formed the supergroup The Raconteurs. And at the time where Jack was only known for being in a two-person band, their 2006 debut Broken Boy Soldier showcased what sort of power he could bring to a quartet. The end result was that year's most surprising rock album, hence why it appears at number 85 on our list. And that was the title track from Broken Boy Soldier you just heard. I think it's about time we got some ska in our list, and what better band to do that than a group that said they'd never return, only to do just that. We're talking Five Iron Frenzy, whose 2013 comeback album, Engine of a Million Plots, served as a reminder that ska wasn't just not dead, it was alive and kicking. Not to mention they brought forth one of the greatest music videos ever conceived with Zen and the Art of Xenophobia. Engine of a Million Plots had the Denver group put the faith-based stuff in the backseat and instead focused on an album that was more about gaining hope in a world that's gone mad with dishonesty and cloudiness. And dancing unicorns too, we can't forget about those. From Engine of a Million Plots, number 84 on our list, here are Five Iron Frenzy with I Am Jack's Working Revenge.
ひとつだけ残ってる心臓が始まった時 やでも人は場所を取る奪われないように守り続けてる汚さずに灯ってきた目でも汚れて見えた僕を疑う前に地獄に疑われてる必ず僕らは出会うだろう同じ鼓動の音を目印にしてここにいるよいつだって飛んでるから浮かび終えた理由が重なって揺れる時生まれた意味を知る存在が続く限り仕方ないから場所を取る一つ分の日だまりに二つはちょっと早めない The last time I hit 突落とされた落ちた時何か弾き出した奪い取った場所で光を浴びた数えた足跡など気づけば数字でしかない知らなきゃいけないことはどうやら1と0の間初めて僕らは出会うだろう同じ悲鳴を目印にして忘れないでいつだって飛んでるから重ねた理由を二人で埋めるとき約束が交わされる鏡なんだ僕ら互いにそれぞれの体を映すための汚れた忘れないでいつだって飛んでるから同じガラス玉の内側の方からそうさ必ず僕らは出会うだろう沈めた理由に十字架を立てた時約束は果たされる僕らは一つになろう
Bump of Chicken is another one of those Japanese bands whose music is filled with hope, love, and the power of a can-do attitude. 2007's Orbital Period managed to bring together everything the band learned from their first inception to that point of time, and it certainly rocked with their full feelings intact. It's why it's deserving of the 83rd spot on our list, and from Orbital Period, the song you heard was Karma. When it comes to psychedelic metal, no band does it better than Boris. Sometimes they'll deliver it in smaller doses, or they'll do an album featuring one nearly 80-minute song. Don't worry, I'm not going to be playing that in this episode. But at any rate, Boris knows how to be brutally loud when it counts, and they made it count with 2008's Smile record, number 82 on our list. It'll either melt your eyes out with its raw energy, or it'll help transcend you towards a peaceful embodiment of your zen. Or it'll toss you somewhere in between, as it's hard to jolt from metal to peaceful melodies with relative ease. But at any rate, it's a great fucking album. From Smile, here are Boris with Statement.
Oh!
About reached the 20% level point of our top 100 albums of 2006 to 2015. So now's probably a good time to shove a cork into this list as we prep the second part for next week. So before we play the final selection for today, which will be album number 81 on our list, why don't we do our usual promo stuff? Remember, for the recent news reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawat Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, on Twitter at king_baby_duck, on Anime Amino at kingbabyduck.esh, and on twitch.tv/omnistreetinc. Like us on facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade and on facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Fizz Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crew. And now, we leave you with a song from our 81st pick on our top albums of the last 10 years, and it comes from Swedish electronica group Galantis. The founders of the Seafox Nation unleashed one of the most memorable dance albums last year with Pharmacy. It makes you groove, it makes you float, and it lifts you high into the clouds towards a wonderland of beauty and grace. I'm expecting huge things from Galantis, and 2015's debut album Pharmacy sounds like the tip of the iceberg for what's to come. From Pharmacy, number 81 on our list, here are Galantis with Kill 'Em With The Love. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you to stay tuned for the second part of our top 100 albums of 2006 to 2015 list.
It's in the whispers of biology. It's in my heart, it's in my soul. It's in the make-believe of geometry. It's in the stories I've been told. We tried it all, but it ain't enough. We can't give up, cause your love beyond belief. It's all we know, it's all we care about. The common sense is left at home. It's all we see, it's all we hear it now. A hungry heart is to be
guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.